Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran and the Drush HaShmini, and in the Mosad Rav Kooks, we're on page Shin Yud Aleph. Okay, so last time we had talked about the Nevuah that Moshe had with the Shivim Zakenim, that Moshe's Nevuah had passed to them, and it was because Moshe was on a higher level of Nevuah that they were able to reach their level of Nevuah, and also that this way everyone would see things the same way because it was coming from Moshe. And we had also talked about why Moshe had to be around when Aaron and Miriam got their Nevuah pitom, suddenly, because Aaron and Miriam weren't used to getting Nevuah that way, and they couldn't have reached that level of Nevuah unless Moshe was around. Again, because, and that is why Moshe wasn't able to be with his wife Tzipora. He had to separate from her for that reason, because he always got Nevuah pitom. Suddenly, Aaron and Miriam weren't on that level, and to show them why they needed to be, he needed to be separated from him and his wife, so he let them reach that level of getting Nevuah suddenly, but only because Moshe was around. Again, all the same idea that when Moshe was around, when a tzaddik is around, you can reach a higher level through them. So the Ran is just summarizing here that point before we go on to the next point. He says, "Hinei kenishtatfa mimoshe hayoz l'shtei sibos." So again, getting back to the Shivim Zakenim that got Nevuah when Moshe was around, it was for two reasons. Achas, one is kedei shiyu maskim al das achas, so they should all get the same idea of what the Nevuah was about, since it would all come through Moshe and it wouldn't be individually sent to them. Vashenis kedei shiyazu b'shitufam imo lahasig b'madregas hanevuah yos b'mash b'kochem, and secondly, so that they could reach that higher level of Nevuah. And valshituf Aaron and Miriam and Moshe lahayakim kedei shiyazu Aaron and Miriam and Nevuah pitam mitadishtatif Moshe yimayim. But the reason why Aaron and Miriam got their needed Moshe around is that they should reach the level of getting Nevuah pitom, like I just said. Ke'ein lomar sheshitufu shamoshe imayim haya kedei sheyira Moshe sheshem yisbarach lekana lechvodu. Now we're getting on to the next topic. So the Ran says that the reason why Moshe was around by Aaron and Miriam when Hashem came to speak to them about what Miriam did wrong was not, this is the point, the new point, was not to show that Hashem was standing up for Moshe's honor. That's not why Moshe had to be there. She'ef shalomar kain. Again, there was a Rishon, I believe it was the Ramban, who said that way. The reason you can't do it, that cannot be true, says the Ran, she'ef shalomar kain el divri misha omer sham b'sifri shebepnei Moshe nidribo. That would only make sense according to one opinion. There's a machlokas when Aaron and Miriam said what they said. Was Moshe around or not? So that would only make sense if you held that Moshe was around. Because in the Sifri it says, as a machlokas, Vayishma Hashem, says Aaron and Miriam spoke and Hashem heard. So one opinion is, Melamich lohoysa sham beria. Nobody else heard besides Hashem. Elabinam levenatzim dibrubo. Just Moshe and Aaron were talking to, Miriam and Aaron rather, were talking to each other, but Moshe was not around, no one else heard. That's one opinion. Second opinion is, Rav Nosson Omer, Afafanosham Moshe. Moshe was around. They said in front of Moshe, Shnem Rav Yishma Hashem Ha'ish Moshe. It says Hashem heard and Moshe, and there was Moshe. Makes it sound like Moshe was there too. Elisha Kavash Moshe Aladavar, just Moshe didn't mind, didn't get involved, wasn't upset about it, and didn't say anything. So if Moshe heard, then it makes sense, then it would make sense to say that Moshe had to be there so Hashem should stand up for him. If Moshe didn't know about it, then Moshe would not appreciate that Hashem was standing up for him because he didn't know what happened. Okay, the Ran's going to explain this. Hamikros tzrichin yishlov divreshneim. The psukim discussing Aaron and Miriam and Moshe, when they were speaking about Moshe, they need to be explained according to both opinions, whether you held Moshe was there or Moshe was not there. Shel divrei misha omer shlohis and shom beria. If you hold, like I think we all assume the pashup shot is that Moshe did not hear this, Aaron and Miriam were talking to each other, and no one else was there. Elabeinam levinatzim dibrubo. They were just privately talking about him. If you hold like that, so then ma tam lichto veish Moshe anav maod. So then, what's the point of saying Moshe was very humble? Kigami she'enu anavenu makbe ma she'enu shomea. Even if he wasn't humble, he wouldn't have been insulted if he didn't know that anybody was insulting him. Right? If Moshe had no idea that they were speaking about him, what's the point of saying, and Moshe was very humble? Well, Moshe didn't hear about this Lashon Hara, so what does it mean to tell us that he was humble? According to the Mandamer, who Moshe was not there, the way you explain the Pesukim is like this. Why did it say Moshe was humble? Lehodienu, to tell us, to let us know, Shema shekina kadosh baruch hu lechvodo shel Moshe, lehoya b'shvil shiyad ha'adavar yavol oznav shel Moshe v'yakmi debekach. It's to let you know, the Pesuk's trying to let you know, that you shouldn't think that the reason Hashem gave Miriam Tzaras was to stand up for Moshe's honor because he knew Moshe would find out eventually and be upset. Kihoya anavod, that's what Pasuk is telling you, Moshe Wutta cared. He was very humble. Asher l'rov malasu, because he was so special, l'chaladvar m'shei dabri lav, l'yitin alibu. He wouldn't care about what they said about him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Pasuk is telling you, no, that was not the case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hochicham, v'hen ish Miriam b'shvil shedibru b'misha gal mehem. Hashem was punishing Miriam because of what Miriam did. Not that Moshe should feel better about it. Moshe didn't know about it. And if he would eventually find out about it, he wouldn't have cared. It was because Moshe did something she shouldn't have done. And if you hold that Moshe was there when Aaron and Miriam were talking, then the way you explain the connection between the psukim is as follows. The Torah wanted to tell us, the punishment that Miriam got that she spoke about Moshe, how you mitzad kinesh Hashem yisbarach levad, was only because Hashem was standing up for Moshe's honor. Again, if Moshe was there and he heard them speaking about him, so the Torah is telling you the only reason she got punished was because Hashem was standing up for Moshe's honor, so to speak. Lo mitzad sh'tia nefesh Moshe misareres so po'elos b'miriam klal, and it's not because something Moshe did, because Moshe was so humble and he wouldn't have done anything. He wouldn't have hurt her. That's why it tells you that Moshe was humble. He wouldn't have tried to hurt her. Because otherwise, had you not known that, you might have thought that what befell Miriam was not because Hashem directly punished her, but because Moshe did it to her. How can Moshe give her tzaras? That's what he's going to explain. Ki yesh tzaras nefesh zeh po'el. You ready for this wild idea, it would seem? But we've all heard of it. There is some souls can do this. Since everyone's neshama is connected and gets its some kind of hashpa from malachim, from angels in heaven, so chomer zeh ha'olam atachton meshubed lenefesh. So therefore, the physical things in this world are subjugated to the soul. In other words, since your soul is on a high level, that it gets its hashpa from spiritual things upstairs, malachim, whatever, higher levels. So therefore the soul is higher than the body, so then the body is subjugated to the soul, is meshubet to it. The nefesh tifal bo, and the soul can affect your own body. Your soul can affect your body. V'kasher yodum aforsim, like everyone knows, shekal nefesh v'nefesh tifal beguf shela, kasher yishtana mezig ha'adam, kvi machshvotze v'pa'alose v'nafshim. Everyone knows that the soul can affect its own body, like a person's composition changes based on their thoughts, their moods. Let's just say, take a very practical example. If someone's very stressed out, it can affect their physical heart. Right? They can get a heart attack. They can be sick. What's going through your brain, and maybe in a higher way, your soul, can affect your physical body, even though you didn't take any poison. Right? But what's going on in your brain affects your body. So more broadly, what's happening in your neshama can affect your body. So that's, he says, is Yadua. Kein efshe shetimatzei nefesh po'eles yoser. So besides that, the soul, the status of the soul, if it's sad or depressed, or let's say it could affect the body, there's another branch to that. It could go a little farther. Kein efshe shetimatzei nefesh po'eles yoser. You can have a soul do more, asher lo tirshum begufu levad, that its effect won't be on its own body, aval begufu zacherim, but will also be on other people. Your soul can affect others. That's the idea of an ayin hara. She's ki rabbos hinos that the Chazal talk about. That because my neshama looks badly at someone else, it doesn't just affect my body, it can also affect somebody else's body. Don't think this is only for very holy people that they can do an ayin hara. It's actually the opposite. Holy people wouldn't be giving ayin haras. Avam mitzad shetia ra'a kanois, when the soul connects to the body, so there's a hashpa from Shamayim, and that connection between the soul when it attaches the guf, so that can be used for bad. Some shefa, a flow from Shamayim of negativity and jealousy that comes from a soul that's not where it should be, so that can affect other people. And so that you should not think that what happened to Miriam when her body changed, v'chal alei atzeras, and she got tzeras, she'azir alzeh, that part of what helped that happen is his oris po'al nefesh Moshe beguf meir, that maybe because Moshe knew about what she said about him, and he gave her an ayin hara, and through his neshama it came to her evil. V'zeh lo yiyah b'mayla b'moshe, that would not be a mayla saying how great Moshe is, aval yiyah chisaron, though, that would be the opposite, it would say he wasn't so great. Well, that's not the case. So therefore, hodiyin makasuv. So therefore, the pasuk's telling you shalonim shach inin mitzad mizat tzad klal. The pasuk's telling you no, she did not get teras because Moshe gave her an ayin hara or was looking bad at her, and that the hashpah that came to his neshama affected her body. Aval yiyah hadaver mitzad shehashem izbarach kin lechvodo shem Moshe. Therefore, the pasuk's telling you no, that's not why. It's because Hashem punished her to stand up for the honor of Moshe. Loshin is Moshe l'davar klal, not because Moshe was upset at all. V'lo hiniya nafsho guf Miriam tzad ma, and his soul did not affect her at all. V'hu omro, and that's what the pasuk says, v'yishma Hashem, that Hashem heard, k'lomer shenimshach inin mitzad Hashem yisbarach. Shama v'kinin l'mashe dibribo. What she got tzaras was because of Hashem hearing, and not being happy with what he heard. Lo mitzad Moshe, not because of Moshe, ki hu ayon of mod. Moshe was very humble and he went to care, and it was Hashem standing up for Moshe's kavod. Okay. So that's again a very short explanation of ayin hara, not, you know, sort of thing sounds from the spiritual realms that we don't know all that much about, and he didn't explain it in all its details, but that's his general idea of ayin hara, that it works through the soul of one person through the shefa that comes from a person's neshama, it can affect the other person physically, just like one's own neshama can affect one's own guf. Fine. The next paragraph is not exactly clear what it's going on. I believe it's starting a new idea. You'll hear yourself. The fact that that something can happen from the soul to affect another. Kvar b'yana rabbosinu zal b'mesechet Shabbos. Chazal already told us in Mesechet Shabbos, Amrusham, Gemara says there, Hayman de b'madim yehei, anyone who's born under a certain mazel, a certain star, zodiac, whatever, if you're born under a certain mazel, so if you're born under madim, or something red, Mars, whatever it is, you're born under the madim mazel, kvar ashid dam yehei, and then there'll be a person who draws blood, kills, or lets blood. Am Ravashi, so the Ravashi says so that person, someone who's born under a bloody zodiac, a bloody mazel, so he'll be Oganva, either he'll be a thief who kills, O Umna, or he'll be someone who lets blood, which is a doctor in those days, O Tabcha, or a Shochet, O Mahula, or a Moel, but he's got to be something to do with blood. Am Rava says, Ana b'madim havoi. Rava says, I was born under madim. I don't have these problems. I'm a rabbi. Right? I'm not a thief. I'm not a mole. I'm not a shochet. I'm a rabbi. Amalei Abaye, mar nami anish v'katol. Abaye said, no, you're also, I guess he was a Rosh Beis Din, so you also, when people do wrong, so you order them to be punished. That's also part of that. Hinei bi'arukan, she'efshe she'tia eza hachanam yuchedas nefesh, ba'tifal gufos acherim. So you see from this Gemara, what do you see from this? That there could be such a thing as someone has a certain hachana, a proclivity, propensity for a certain, or proclivity towards a certain temperament, or the desire to spill blood, and that can affect others. Again, it's not entirely clear what the Ran wanted with this paragraph. It doesn't sound like he's proving ayin hara. It sounds like he's starting a new thing, but just saying in general, you could have that a person be that spiritual things affect a person, which in turn affect others. Again, not exactly clear to me anyway what this paragraph he meant to add with it. Anyway, Vayish Bekan Safik. Now that he got into Mazel, that certain people are born with if they're born under a red star, they're going to be murderers or have to spill blood in some way. So now we have a question here. How on earth could that be? We have to explain something here. It appears from that Gemara, that a person based on his mazel, Yia Rodef Mitzos Amamra Be'Aveir. So it sounds like if I'm born under a red star, it's not my fault that I do Aveiros. I was born that way. Or if you're born under a good star, you'll be doing mitzvos, and it's also not your credit. Shrei Amru Haiman de Betzedik Yehei Gvar Tzadkan Yehei. Someone who's born under the mazel tzedek, he'll be a tzadik. Amru Nachum Bar Yitzchak v'tzadkan b'mitzvos. Haiman de b'madin Yehei. So if someone's born under the madim red Gvar Ashidam Yehei, so he'll be spill blood. Zebli Sufik Davar Matmiya. This is certainly without a doubt something shocking. Shem Yimashich Ma'isa Mitzvos Averes Kviyam Mazel Ein Makom Onosh V'Schar. If person doing mitzvahs and averus has nothing to do with their own free choice, but just because they were born under a certain star, then how can Hashem give out reward and punishment? It's not your fault, and it's not your credit. It had nothing to do with you. You were forced to. You were born that way. You were born being an evil person. You were born being a good person. So how can that be? And we do seem to see that. If any of us, if you've seen kids, have your own kids, you know, in one family, you could have, you know, the parents are the same parents. All the kids were raised the same. And some kids are just the sweetest, nicest people. And the other kids may be very difficult people. And, you know, it certainly seems like they were born differently. That there's a large element of nature, not just nurture, but nature. You're born a certain way. So certainly if you're forced by a star to be a certain way, how can Hashem give out tzchar and onish when you don't really deserve it? Either way. So the Ran says, V'yesh b'zeh shtei tshuvas. There's two answers to this very important question. Ki ha-mazel b'inyin ha-mitzvahs v'averus nosin ha-chana levad. All mazel does in relation to mitzvahs and averus is give you a proclivity towards something. It gives you, you're more likely to do it. Your temperament is that way. Lo machriach. It doesn't force you to do anything. Ki ha-nolad b'tzedek, someone born under the mazel tzedek, eino muchach lios kvar tzadk. And it doesn't mean for sure you must be a good person. Aval muchin lakach. You're just more likely to be that way. It's more natural to you. V'chein ha-nolad b'madim, and someone who's born under the star madim, eino muchach lios kvar ashadam. It doesn't mean you must be someone who spills blood. Aval muchin lakach. It means it's just more your nature to want to do that. V'asiba b'zeh, the reason is, ki ha-mazel pol b'gufo sa'chiyah se'roshim b'mizgam. Again, a similar idea that mazel can affect the body, it can affect your physical composition, the mazel you're born under, and therefore give you a temperament that's more likely to spill blood or less likely. V'im kol zeh, but still, einenu pol b'nefesh shilamayim, it can't affect the neshama. Can't affect who you really are, certainly on a spiritual level. It just makes your body more likely, more naturally inclined to do a certain thing. So anything that relates to physical things, natural things, so that will be controlled by mazel. But mitzvos and averos, which are not relevant to the natural world, meaning the schar and averus you get for mitzvahs have nothing to do with nature. So that goes with the soul. How does that work? Zal shnei panim works in one of two ways. Ha'echen mehem she'hanefesh mitzan ha'nagosa leguf efshela she'tishana ha'tchuna hara ha'yi she'beguf and hamshach ha'zachar mazel. There's two ways to beat your mazel, right? Let's say you're born with a temperament to spill blood. Or even if it's not quite that extreme, if we want to take it into terms that where it's more relevant directly to most of us, let's say you're born with a temperament to get angry easily. Other people, some people are more chilled, they're naturally more chilled, and some people are born with a temperament where they're more naturally easy to anger. So how do you beat that? So the Ran says, this is how you beat the mazel. One of two ways. One is, you can change that tchuna, can change that personality trait. Like we would say, someone who born under a red, that madim, he's got a hot-blooded guy who's easy to get angry and close to murder than others. A person has the ability to overcome that. You could, in other words, you can never fully conquer your mazel. Meaning, if you have a temperament to get easily angry, you can't change your temperament. Your body is what it is. You were born with a certain temperament. But you can overcome it. you can use your mind to change it, to, you know, to force yourself over time and train yourself, is a better word, not force yourself, train yourself to get away from that, from acting out against that. You may be more likely to get angry than someone who's naturally chilled out, but you can work on yourself. You can use your nefesh, use your neshama to overpower your guf, to train yourself to be a better person, someone who's less likely to get angry. That's one way. Pasheni, second way to do it, is she'im hayosh lo tishkod harsicha hahi, even if you can't overcome your natural tendency toward anger, hanefesh tishtamish ba b'mashu po'al tov rotzui vo tishtamish ba b'mashu magun. You can use that anger or that hot-headedness to use it in a way that's productive. Ki ha-mazel inu mechoyev po'al prati, the mazel doesn't make it that you have to do a specific act. Aval mechayev tchuna, it just makes you have a certain personality trait, certain tendencies. V'yish b'korach ha-nefesh is tishtamish b'tchuna achas ba'atzma b'po'al tov b'po'al maguna. So the you know, getting angry, as an example again, can be used for good or bad. It doesn't say whether you use it for good or bad. It's just a tendency. That's what the mazel does. It's your body is now, your brain, however you want to look at it, has a proclivity towards a certain way of being, but doesn't tell you to do any specific actions. V'zeo mash amar sham amar ravashi, that's what Ravashi said. Uganvo umno tabcha mo'ala, you can be a ganav, or you could be a doctor, or a shochet, or a mo'al. Someone who enjoys cutting people, so you can be a murderer, evil person, or you could be a moel. One of them is good, and the other one is horrible. So therefore, it is clear. So you see, the point is that mazel does not affect mitzvos and averos, doesn't affect schar and onish. It just gives you your set of inisionos, but everyone has the ability to choose to overcome them and to succeed and do mitzvos, or the opposite, to succumb and do averis. It's just that the soul has a tendency towards, a temperament for, but not that it forces you to do anything. Therefore, it says in Maseches Nida that Hamalach Hamemuna al Hayroyin Lailashmo, there's a malach in charge of pregnancy. His name, or her, whatever, the malach's name is Laila. As soon as a person's about to be created, Hashem, the malach goes in front of Hashem with the tipa and says, "What's going to be with this thing that will soon be created into a human being? Will the person be wise or dumb? Asher or oni, will he be rich or poor? About tzaddik v'rasha lokamer, but the malach does not ask Hashem if the person will be a tzaddik or a rasha." Says around, that is exactly my point. So you see, you're predestined whether you'll be rich or poor, smart or dumb, kvi rega hayiroyin, based on the first second you're created. Lo atzedek v'arasha, but not whether you'll be a tzaddik or a rasha. That's up to you. And this is what we said also, Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Vav. Itma Rebbe Chanina, Amar Rebbe Chanina says, Mazel machkim, mazel ma'ashir, v'yesh mazel yisrael. Rebbe Chanina says, your mazel causes you whether you'll be smart or not. Mazel causes you whether you'll be rich or not. And there is mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no mazel Yisrael. So the Ran explains, what are they arguing about? Everyone agrees. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina agree that mazel determines whether you'll be rich or poor, smart or dumb. Vafila Rabbi Yochanan mod. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. You're born as you are. Sha'afa pishu omer ein mazel Yisrael. Even though Rabbi Yochanan disagrees about the point of whether there's mazel Yisrael or not, ein kavanasa lomer shlo yi ha-mazel pol b'dvar meila. He doesn't mean to say, Rabbi Yochanan's not saying there's no mazel. Jews don't have mazel. They do have mazel. Mazel affects whether you'll be smart or rich or dumb and poor. Aval ha-kavana, what they're arguing about, Rabbi Yochanan comes to argue with Rabbi Chanina about, is she'al yedei tzvila v'tzdaka mishtana mazalo letova. That Jewish people, according to Rabbi Yochanan, through tefillah and tzedakah can overcome their mazel. Kach piyesh Rashi zal sham, that's what Rashi says there. V'chin sugyas ha-gemara mochachas. And so to the gemara, the sugya over there is clear. Rabbi Chanina sover, Rabbi Chanina disagrees. Shein tzedakah tefillah mishtana ha-mazal b'dvaram ha-eileh. Rabbi Chanina says, no, tzedakah and tefillah will never change what mazel already predetermined, shehem achochma va'osher, which is wisdom and riches and physical things. Avaba maisa mitzvos va'averos, but when it comes to whether you must do mitzvos or averos, ein shum chacham cholek shein lemazel yicholas aleim. There is no one who disagrees. Everyone agrees. Mazel does not affect whether you'll be a tzaddik or not. This is what Chazal tell us. This is what Chazal tell us in Moed Katan and Daf Chavches Amar Aleph, famous Gemara, that children, life, and parnasa, they're not dependent on your schusim, they're dependent on your mazel. So Chazal said that mazel affects physical things, they don't affect your spirituality. Okay, so the Ran is now going to go on to discuss more details about mazel. We'll continue with that next time. But the short version is what the Ran just said is mazel does affect people's tendency. You are born with certain tendencies, but they do not predetermine your choice. You still have bechira. You can choose to rein in your tendencies, and that is our purpose in this world, to fix our midos. To rein in your tendencies, to retrain yourself, even if you have a tendency towards something negative, to train yourself, to change yourself through Torah, through mitzvahs, through studying, working on yourself. But it may not necessarily change your physical body, you just have to use your mind to overcome your tendencies and to train yourself otherwise. And secondly, the way you can overcome it is through using your tendencies for good purposes, because mazel may give you a tendency to a certain way, but most things can be used for good or evil, and we have to choose good.